Quickly now, web browser, our occasional feature on sites we find online.
I always tell bloggers starting out that the old beatnik rule of first thought, best thought applies. And I think Ahmadinejad might be an exception.
Slate writer Mickey Kaus practically invented the political blog. A new one debuted this week from the president of Iran, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. His first installment is a lengthy recounting of recent Iranian history and his personal story of how a village boy became president of the nation that President Bush calls a threat to world peace. I went to see Mickey for an expert read.
It's actually quite informative if you know very little about the history of Iran, as I do. You certainly, A, get his side, and B, learn what the sort of propagandistic rhetoric of his regime is. I mean, we're the great Satan or the global arrogance. He also has an online poll here, a gimmick common to many bloggers, where he asks readers to say whether the United States and Israel are trying to start World War III. And the United States and Israel are actually doing pretty well in this poll. We're only losing 45% to 55%. There are a couple of obvious gimmicks that he hasn't tried. He hasn't tried going for the slashdot effect by mentioning some techie geeky innovation that people at a techie geeky blog like Slashdot will link to and send hundreds of techie geeky readers your way. He hasn't mentioned Lindsay Lohan. I mean, an obvious thing that you want to do.
One thing here, Mickey, I don't see links in this blog. He's missing that. Or maybe if you're the president of a country, you don't really care what other people think. You don't want your readers to be linking elsewhere.
Well, that's right, although it is a sign of arrogance. You know, various bloggers occasionally, when they get big in their britches, they say, well, why do I have to send readers elsewhere? People should come to me. I shouldn't send them to them. But that never works. But maybe if you're president of Iran, it'll work. There's a weird thing at the end where he says, with hope in God, I intend to wholeheartedly complete my talk in future with allotted 15 minutes. Now, am I crazy or is that a reference to Andy Warhol's famous, everybody will be famous for 15 minutes comment? And if so, that's the sort of casual sort of cultural reference that I would recommend he include more of in the future. It sort of makes it readable and shows that he's sort of with it.
I note down at the end there, just before this 15-minute thing that you refer to, he says, I'm going to write some more later on, but I'll try to be simpler and shorter.
I thought that was a good sign. Whatever you say about this blog, it looks like it was actually written by him. It doesn't look like it was written by an aide. And if you were in the CIA, you would therefore want to take a close look at it and try to psychoanalyze the guy. It also tends to reinforce the perception among many knowledgeable Iran watchers that the guy doesn't have a lot of power. In fact, he may have a lot of time on his hands. The power still resides with the mullahs. He is basically a spokesman and propagandist.
Mickey Kaus writes Kaus Files, a mostly political blog at Slate.com. You can link to the new blog by Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad at our site, npr.org. And this final thought from Mickey.
One trick I think he probably shouldn't try is to try to get a link from the Drudge Report. The problem is if you get a link from Drudge, he sends so many millions of readers your way that your servers crash. And this could be a potent weapon for the great Satan if Drudge could shut down Iran's websites by sending too many Western readers to this blog.